Good morning, everybody. I hope and I think that we are ready for starting the session for today. As you all know, yesterday we tried to finish the agenda point three, financial and budgetary matters, but we didn't quite do that. We got a very thoughtful and very extensive explanation from the WHO and also supplemented by the FAO about the strains, economic strains that is the situation for scientific advice to Codex Alimentarius, which we all know is a vital function. We just need to finish that agenda point before we go to agenda four. I think after the description we got, there's no more to say at this stage from the head table. We would certainly like to hear comments from delegates if there are any. Please, if you have comments or questions to the situation, the issue about scientific support to the Codex Alimentarius, then please let us get the comments now. Member for North America, please.
Thank you. But now I'm back in remembering where we left off yesterday. I knew I was about to say something. I think we had just heard from the representative of WHO, and United States does intend to make an intervention at the commission meeting as well to talk about the need for support. And we recognize that that's really a factor of the countries, the members of WHO and FAO making that case to their representatives. But I was listening to the representative from WHO and making some very good points about the things that they have done to improve their processes. And I was thinking to myself, those are the kinds of things that countries can use to help sell the importance of supporting the expert committees. And I almost thought it would be really good if we had a videotape to use of that. So I guess the message is that messages are important, and I think it's important that the members of the commission have the information and the backing to be able to make that case as they go back home. To talk about the kinds of things that the committee or the expert groups are doing, not just providing advice, but also to improve their processes. And why do they deserve more money? I mean, that's really the question, because that's the question we're going to get asked when we go back home. So anything that we can do to help get that message to the right people, I think would be very helpful.
Thank you, Member for North America. Very important points of view, I think, and I certainly would like to include that in the conclusions of this debate. But there might be other comments from delegates that we need to hear before we try to finalize. I don't say finalize all the time because I want to finish it now. Any comments is certainly welcome. So please go ahead. Vice Chair Manindo, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I think the issues raised by WHO needs some careful thoughts by this committee. I was trying to see which document it is, but there are a number of lined up requests from Codex for scientific advice. And once you look at those requests from the various subsidiary committees of the Commission, and you compare to what WHO has elaborated, then there is a big worry. The worry is that we are not likely to advance any text in the Codex without that scientific advice. And many of those committees have asked for that scientific advice. Therefore, it is our role as this committee to try and highlight these issues here in this committee and propose a way forward, but also bring it to the Commission. Because as WHO rightly said, the funds come from members. So our role is to see how we can probably package this message to the Commission for a positive response to advance the work of Codex. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Indo. Other comments? That does not appear to be the case. Then I think I would like to try to conclude on this part of the agenda point three. It's clear to me, and I think it's clear to this committee, that what we heard yesterday from the two organizations is that especially the WHO is a very severe situation that we have for financing scientific advice. We got very profound and very severe description of the way it works, and I think it's impressive to hear how much work you can get out of the scientists for the resources that is actually put into it. And I think we should commend all those participating, both those who organize it, the WHO and the FAO, but certainly also to all our scientific colleagues at home who participate in that work. And I'm sure many of us know some of them personally and know that they work like, I don't know, in Denmark we say like horses. I don't know, probably have other expressions in other languages. But pick your own. I think you know what I mean. And we should commend them on that. And I think we should even take it into the report that we send the message to them that we're very proud and very happy that they do this. Secondly, we should, as we always do, recommend to both the FAO and the WHO to keep supporting the scientific work that we need for continuing the standardization process in the Codex Alimentarius. And in addition to that, we should certainly make sure that we send the message to all member states that they must go home and talk to their respective colleagues and governments, whichever processes we have in our countries, to make clear the situation that we are in, that if we don't manage to get more support to the scientific work, we might be in a situation in the close future where we don't get the scientific support at the speed we need. Some of it we might not even get at all. That's my understanding of the situation, and I think we should really take that message home. Not only members of this executive committee, but we should make sure that also in the Commission next week we have the same messages getting across the board, and we will certainly ask the WHO and FAO to again to explain the situation and hope that we can get the message through to all members of Codex Alimentarius that we should go home and discuss with our governments whether we have a chance to give extra support to this particular part of the WHO-FA work which is going on. Because it seems to be the case that without this support, we will lack scientific support, and we know better than anybody that what consequences that will carry on for the Codex work, and nobody wished to have that situation. And I'm quite sure that all our governments are very keen to make sure that the Codex process continues, because the Codex work is important for food safety and for trade, which are the two pillars that we build our work on. And everybody wish that to continue. Food safety is an ever-increasing item in the world. We see how it explodes in the media all the time. And trade in food is really, really a big thing globally to everybody. So this, I think, should be the conclusion of this point, and we would make sure that we bring the discussion further into the Commission in the hope that the message comes through. I hope that this committee can accept this conclusion, and if that is the case, Then I would like to, before we go to the next agenda point, just to give the floor to the Madam Secretary, who has some information for us. So please, Madam Secretary. June. Okay.
Thank you. I would like to, good morning, delegates. I would like to give the Secretary the opportunity to introduce a guest who has arrived to be with us for the remainder of our executive committee, and he will be with us for the commission.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning to everybody. We would like to inform you that Mr. Yutsi, who is the director of the Division on Animal Production in FAO and who is the director in charge of the Nutrition and Consumer Protection Division, is here to represent FAO, arrived today, and will be pleased to be with us. Thank you.
Welcome, sir. Would you like to say anything? You needn't, but you're welcome to.
Thank you. Good morning to everybody. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm, as the Secretary said, I'm the outgoing director of the FAO Livestock Division and also the leader of FAO's livestock sector strategy. And currently, because the successor of Ezzedine is not in place, I'm also the officer in charge of the Nutrition and Consumer Protection Division. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm a great admirer of Codex work, and several members of my division, the livestock division, have over the years been actively involved in Codex work, and that's why I'm very pleased to be here and to have the opportunity to represent FAO. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Yutsi. As you have just mentioned, Ezzedine Boutrieff, you should know that we, the executive committee, plans a small thank you for him for his long work in supporting Codex and defending its budget. And FAO's contribution is, of course, a very important part of that. So we have a poster with the apple on it that we have all, most of us have signed. We will have it available at the break for anyone who hasn't signed it yet. So please do. And I brought the apple that we will give him. Isn't it? It's perfect. It looks like a Codex apple. It's amazing. So there it is. You can come by and look at it. It's really heavy. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for taking the initiative to introduce our new colleague from the FAO. So I'd also like to wish you welcome and hope for fruitful participation in the work of the Codex, both the Alien Terrorist, the Executive Committee and the Codex Commission for next week. So I think we have finished Agenda Point 3, and we will immediately continue to Agenda Point 4, which means the implementation of the Codex Strategic Plan. And it has two underpoints. It's A, the general implementation status, and the other is the preparation of the next strategic plan. So we will obviously take these two separate. So let us take it in the order of the agenda and start with the implementation of the strategic plan 2008 to 2013. It's a well-known situation that we go through this. We all have the strategic plan, which contains in its annex checklists that we need to go through to see if the executive committee wants to have comments or wants to give advice on the status of implementation of all the goals set in the strategic plan. What we will do is simply go through the annex. We will take them one by one, and I think many of them, well, a number of them are continuing. That might not require so many comments, but any comment is welcome. Some are completed. They should hopefully be points that we could go through very fast, but as I said, any comment is welcome. So I think let us start with Annex 1 in the document 11/34/12. Where we begin with goal one, where goal one to five is really the core business of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. And as it appears from the documents, most of them are continuing, and goal 1-5 is completed by 2011. but let's take them one by one. So I will just go through it and make sure that you raise your flag if you want to have a comment or a question to those who may be able to answer your question. So goal 1.1 is review and development and review and develop codex standards and related text for food safety, a continuing activity of the codex system. Any remarks on that one? Doesn't seem to be the case. Goal 1.2, review and development and develop codex standards and related text for food quality, also a continuing activity. No comment, thank you. 1.3, review and develop codex standards and related text for food labeling and nutrition, continuing activity. No comments, thank you. Goal 1.4, review and develop codex standards and related text for food inspection and certification and methods of analysis and sampling, also a continuing activity. No comments, thank you. 1.5, develop guidance for safe and prudent non-human antimicrobial use for containment of resistance. Completion by 2011. It has been done, yes. Any comments? Doesn't seem to be the case. We go to 1.6, explore innovative risk management frameworks. Member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We wondered whether under this activity as a responsible party that whether the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods could also be included. We understand that the committee agreed at its last session to develop guidance on risk management options for dealing with the results from the risk assessment approaches that are used by JECFA. And this work's being undertaken to describe risk management options other than maximum levels and codes of practice in light of the different risk assessment outcomes. We just wondered whether it would be appropriate to include them there. Thank you.
Thank you, Member of Southwest Pacific. It appears to me to be a good point, so I guess we could just include that in the next document. So thank you for paying attention to that. Any other comments to 1.6? That doesn't seem to be the case. Thank you very much. 1.7, encourage FAO-WHO to expand capacity building programs. Comments on that one? Member from Europe, please.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Could I just go back to 1.6? The time frame is shown as completion by 2009. Is that correct? It's an ongoing activity, but the time frame showed it was for completion by 2009. Is that just means it's 2 years overdue, or be just useful to have a quick? Otherwise, we might need to give us some advice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding the date, what is in the two first in the column, this is what is in the adopted strategic plan, so we cannot change it now, but we have to explain that, in fact, when the strategic plan was adopted, it was indicated for these two committee completion by 2009, and it is true because the revision of the risk analysis principles in CCPR is ongoing, and also in CCRVDF there were some further issues which were discussed, so it's not that it is late, it should be ongoing, but when the strategic plan was approved, it was with this specific timeline and these specific two committees. So as was mentioned by the member for Southwest Pacific, it's important to note also that the Committee on Contaminants is doing a similar work, and that we can put in the report. And also we can note that there was completion by 2009, but in view of various issues to be addressed in the two committees mentioned, the activity is still progressing. It's not really ongoing in the sense that once the revision is completed in the case of CCPR, which we would like to complete by the next session of the CCPR, for example, that would be completed. It's true it will be completed later than scheduled, but that's due to the discussion and several issues to be addressed. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have other comments. I think member from the member from CCLAC, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. As we see it, the aim of retaining the date which is to be found here, well, we seem to understand that, but we would seek clarification here as to whether the work has concluded or not, given this time which is included here. The idea here is, in any case, is to respect the strategic plan where possible and to keep to the current date, but we perhaps ought to include some kind of clarification here, with the CC exec recommending some extension such that the work can be completed, because if we don't do this, we're not entirely sure from this document about what the committee is doing right now. It is not clear whether the work is ongoing, given that the time period for concluding this was meant to be 2009. Thank you.
Thank you, member from CCLAC. And I also have comments from a member from North America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess actually our intervention goes in the same vein as the member from Latin America and the Caribbean. Essentially, if there is an acknowledgement that the activity is of an ongoing nature, particularly now that we have acknowledged the work that is underway by other committees, perhaps in fact we could have an opportunity to amend the expected timelines. These documents are meant to be dynamic documents. A strategic plan is definitely a helpful document for us to track our progress, but they're not meant to be static, and particularly with the acknowledgement of the ongoing work, we feel, you know, either a comment or an amendment of the timelines should be made. Thank you.
Thank you. We completely agree with the comment made by a member from North America, especially when we talk about innovative risk management frameworks. Well, frameworks may remain for a period of time, but innovation continues to occur. So to me, it's rather weird to set the time limit. I mean, in order not to prevent incorporation of whatever new innovation, I think it should be ongoing. Although, perhaps, you know, for certain activities, you know, there may be a need for some time limit. But as a whole, for this kind of activity, it seems rather better not to have limitation.
Thank you, member from Asia. We also have a flag from member of Africa. Africa, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. I will be very brief, because those who have spoken before me have really got to the point here. It's true what the Secretariat said, that the date had been established back in 2009 on the basis of the plan. But given that this is an innovative activity, we ought to treat this as ongoing work. I fully agree with what was said a moment ago. This should be an ongoing activity rather than having a deadline, because we do need to ensure that we take into account all innovations in ongoing areas of work. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Africa. It appears to me that we might have a little conflict between what we actually did when we drafted the strategic plan, where we expected this work to be completed by 2009. Now we have to face that this was not the case, not because work was not carried out, but because new work was coming in. And as was indicated, that who is against innovative developments? I don't think anybody is, surprised me. So I guess it's a question of how the document is structured. And if the fact is that we have set that completion by 2009, we can now realize that this was not the case. And maybe we can add something to the document. I would ask the Secretary to explain that to us, or we can at least be aware that we develop the next strategic plan, that we probably have this goal again, I would expect, and then we change to be an ongoing activity, because everybody wants to be innovative. Sure, we want that and we need that. But I have more flags. Member from Latin America, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad,
yes, thank you, Chairman. Well, I would say that under this particular point, there are perhaps two different questions in hand. They're very close to one another, but there are two really points. On the one hand, and I fully agree with what has been said before, saying that these innovative risk management frameworks should be part of a permanent activity, an ongoing activity of Codex, so it should not have a deadline or any date for completion. But I think that when the date was put in there, I think it was based on the principles, a review of the principles that is also included here, and which should have been completed. The whole review should take place should be completed by 2009, so that the Committee on General Principles could then carry out all the horizontal review of all the principles on risk assessment that occurred in all the committees. Now, taking that into account, what we could possibly do is to see if it's possible to subdivide this under two items, so that the innovative risk management activities frameworks would be seen as an ongoing permanent point with no time frame, and then for new principles, we could perhaps there include a new date for completion of this review of the principles. Thank you.
Thank you, member from
Shukran.
What about and possibly included in the future work? So thank you for that. I think member from Europe was asking for the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the suggestion by member for Latin America Caribbean has some merit. I must admit I'm not a great fan of ongoing time frame in a strategic plan, particularly as the next item we'll be discussing is the next strategic plan. I think the member for Asia has made a very good point about innovation frameworks. I think I might prefer if we had a review period. So, if we're talking about risk analysis, if we're talking about principles for completion by 2009, that's different from ongoing work. But maybe the advice and the advice, common advice by exec, could be that this is an important area. We would look to review it every 2 years or something like that, because I think if you just leave it as an open timescale, then the temptation will be that this is a nice little add-on to sort of put under a sort of small standing item up for the committees, when I think it is actually very important. So maybe a review period after every 2 years. And that could then maybe carry forward into the next strategic plan. But it's just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Europe. It sounds like a reasonable idea. I think we could pick up on that. Member from the coordinator from Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to support the last statement that was made. In fact, in the strategic plan, we already have the first three, you have continued. The first four, the time frame is continuing. I think we can introduce the same concept and add a period of review as has been proposed instead of ongoing. It's a continuous process because of the innovation that has been introduced in the activity.
Thank you, Coordinator Africa. I think that's the idea we could pick up on too. Modify the way we handle this important goal so we will ask that to be taken into the report, so that will be picked up on in the future work of the next strategic plan. I think it seems to me to be a good idea, and if I understand correctly, this committee accepted. So could we agree that we have finished this goal 6.16?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to be very sure for the conclusion, because there was mention of a period of review of 2 years. I'm not sure if it's for the next strategic plan. For this strategic plan, we can put very simply in the report that we are revising it. We are reviewing the strategic plan every year. So in any case, this activity, we can note completion was indicated by 2009, but since it is ongoing activities, because there are an ongoing, we consider now that it's an ongoing activity, at least in the present plan, and we will review it every year when we review the strategic plan concerning these two committees which are mentioned, but also any other development, as was mentioned, on contaminants concerning innovative risk management frameworks. And we could also say that we encourage the committees to continue this work and to complete it when it's initiated. Just to make it clear what is for the current strategic plan, where we are doing the review, and of course we will discuss in the next item on the future plan. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we can agree to taking this message on board in the report and then continue work. Member from Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I really don't want to labour the point, but I heard what the Collect Secretariat said. I think we just need to have some very good wording in advice by CC Exec box. This is a public document on a strategic plan, which actually was developed after a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And if we're just going to put something in the report, you know, we've got a time frame there, completion by 2009. I understand the arguments around that, but at face value it says completion by 2009 and work is ongoing. And I think there needs to be some very clear wording in that advice by CC Exec box around what we think, how we think this work should be managed. I'm not sure just a reference in the report to we will review this every year is good enough, because we do that anyway. I mean, we did this last year, we're doing it this year. I think there needs to be more encouragement by CC Exec to these committees to properly frame this work and put a proper review period in it. So we encourage those committees to maybe do something by 2011, oh, sorry, no, it's not 2011, by 2012 or 2013, and then we will review it after that as a committee here. So I think it's a much more, it just needs to be a much more definite review period, I think, than just sort of we'll review it as an ongoing work every year. Is that clear?
Thank you. Member from Europe. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was to be really crystal clear in the report. In that case, we would encourage perhaps these committees to review this work, but or does it mean we encourage them to complete the work, because it's work which had been already initiated? Just to be sure what we put as a recommendation, that it was mentioned to revise it by 2012, 2013, or in this particular case, is it for the two committees mentioned in the table, whether it is to complete the work? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I don't know if we have, certainly we could recommend them to finish their work, but I think that what the member from Europe was asking for was to be more precise and basically put in timeframes to encourage the committees to finalize their work. And this is really, I understand the point of view, and I think it's quite valid. The question is whether we at this moment have the necessary information to actually set a date for these committees, a realistic date to where they could finalize it. It's very easy to strike out to say finish by 2012 if they're really not in the process where they're able to do it within that time framework. That I think could might be a bit unrealistic. That's why I hesitate to do that. But before we try to conclude, the member from CC LAC has asked for the floor, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I think that basically what the Executive Committee should say is that it has taken note that the activity under 1.6 was not completed in the time frame envisaged, and that therefore a recommendation is made that, as far as possible, that the word be concluded in the review of in revising principles for a given date. Then if that were not possible, then when the next strategic plan is submitted, that one revise again the exact time frame. If there has to be a new time frame for this activity, or if it is then going to be considered as a continuing activity.
Thank you. Member from CCLAC. I see a flag from Vice Chairman Indo, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just I wanted to seek some information. Isn't it possible for us to inquire from the various chairs of CCRVDF and CCPR on when they are likely to complete this work so that we are able to monitor this work? I believe that this committee could probably put in the report the need for that information to be received so that it is put in the document for monitoring purposes. We also need to be mindful that this strategic plan is nearing its life and we are going to a new one. So some clarity on some of this and milestones would be important for monitoring our plans. Thank you, Chair.
Sorry. Thank you, Vice Chairman Indo. Obviously, we need to involve the committees that is doing the work before we can set the date, so maybe that is the way forward, simply to ask them for a realistic date of when they finalize their work. Then we have a date in this committee, we can see whether we consider it to be justified or we want to give further recommendations to the committees on that basis. Then we have included the points of view from the committees, and at the same time we have expectations clear, we can see whether we consider them to be reasonable, really, and then we can monitor on that basis. I think that could be a way forward on giving more precision to the monitoring in general by the Executive Committee of this type of work. And then we would have to look into how to frame it, this important goal of being innovative, how it is being framed in the next strategic plan to make it more precise and make it more enable this committee in a more precise way to monitor the progress in these committees. Could we conclude on that basis? I don't see any reaction, so this is my conclusion. Thank you very much. An important discussion we had on this goal. Then we will continue to goal 1.7, encourage FAO WHO to expand capacity building programs, continue activity. I think it's hard to change from being continuous. I hope it will be continuous, so to speak. So. Any comments on that one from delegates? That doesn't seem to be the case. Then we have the last in the overall goal 1.8.1. 1.8, not 8.1, sorry, publish and disseminate the Codex Alimentarius, certainly also an ongoing activity, which I also hope it should be in the future. No comments on that one. Then we will immediately proceed to goal 2, promoting widest and consistent application of scientific principles and risk analysis. We go activity by activity. 2.1. Review the consistency of risk analysis principles elaborated by the relevant Codex committees. Any comments? Member from CCLAC, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. I have some doubts on this point. This question of the risk analysis of pesticides are still under review, so I'm not really quite sure. I don't understand why it is said here that the work has been completed, because as long as these reviews have not been concluded, one could take it that the work of the Committee on General Principles as to consistency with the general framework is not yet finished. Thank you.
Thank you, Member from CCLAC. Could the Secretary explain the situation, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The activity, the Committee on General Principles considered the review of all the risk analysis principles, so it looked at the existing principles in the Committee on Pesticide Residues, and being, of course, aware that they were under revision, but it looked at the existing text from CCPR and from all the other committees which have established principles for risk analysis. And it was that was the conclusion, so that was discussed extensively in two sessions of the Committee on General Principles, and the review presented in the working document for CCGP was also forwarded to all the committees. So that's completed as was set in the initial framework, but of course once the principles for risk analysis are revised, whether in the Committee on Pesticide Residues or in Residues of Veterinary Drugs or any other committees, that's also an ongoing activity in the sense that it will be forwarded to the Committee on General Principles for, it's not really called endorsement, but for consideration whether it is consistent with the general working principles for risk analysis. So for that particular phase, the activity was completed, and that was what the Committee on General Principles indicated. We have the note under page 15, which give all the references, and initiating activity 2 and sending the comments from the Committee on General Principles to all the relevant committees. And it was the Committee on General Principles was, of course, aware that the revision was ongoing in the Committee on Pesticide Residues, and also sent these general comments or recommendations for consideration. But it's all an ongoing process. This activity is completed, but once any risk analysis principles are revised in any other committees, pesticide residues or others, it will be again considered by the Committee on General Principles because it's its role. So that, of course, it means that in the next strategic plan we could still have this this activity, because it will not be completed probably in 2013 for all the committees. So it could be, but of course, when it was said there was this date, and in this perspective, CCGP completed the work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, for the explanation of the situation. I think the member from CCLAC has a comment, so please, CCLAC.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Well, it seems to me that what could be here is that there was a premature decision as to the completion of the work, which has not been finished. At the time that consultation was being discussed, there was a committee within which one had asked a review of its principles, because it was felt that they were not consistent with the general principles of Codex on risk analysis. So, regardless of the bureaucratic process ongoing, it seems clearly that reviewing the consistency of the principles has not been completed. Therefore, it seems to me that this should be clarified very clearly, black on white here. I don't think that here, under this point, we can take it that it is a continuing, ongoing activity. So there was a special request that a review should take place, but it could not be completed when there were still some committees reviewing their principles so as to be consistent with the Codex General Principles. So I don't know which part has been completed here. Thank you.
Thank you, member from CCLAC. I think member from North America asked for the floor, please.
Well, I was just hoping to bring some clarity here. I think what's been completed is a report by the Secretariat to general principles, which was then referred to the committees. And so then you get into 2.2, which is their review of their principles. I think maybe that's where the confusion is. They've made the report. That's been completed. The next stage of actually making a decision on what the principle should be, I think more or less falls under 2.2.
Thank you, North America, for clarifying remarks. I think they're quite pertinent. I hope this clarifies the situation. So if we can agree on that, we could continue to go 2.2, review risk analysis principles developed by relevant codes committees. Any comments on that one? That doesn't appear to be the case. So we will continue to go 2.3, enhance communication among relevant CODIS subsidiary bodies and the FAO WHO expert and scientific expert bodies. Any comments on that goal? That doesn't seem to be the case. Thank you very much. Goal 2.4, review the set of criteria recommended to FAO and WHO for prioritization of requests from CODIS for scientific advice. Any comments on that one? No, thank you very much. 2.5, encourage countries to channel their requests for scientific advice to FAO, WHO through the CODIS Elementarius Commission. No comments, thank you very much. 2.6, encourage FAO, WHO to provide training and capacity building on risk analysis for food safety. No comments. Thank you very much. Then we go to proceed to goal 3, strengthening CODIS work management capabilities. Goal 3.1, review the criteria for the establishment of work priorities and procedures of the critical review carried out by the CODIS Executive Committee. Any comments? No. Thank you. 3.2, ensure effective standards management. Comments? No comments, thank you very much. 3.3, develop committee-specific decision-making and priority-setting criteria. Any comments from delegates? No, thank you very much. We continue, next page, goal 3.4. Analyze work management approaches that facilitate advancement of texts in the CODIS STEP process. Any comments? No. Thank you very much. 3.5. Adopt approaches proven to facilitate advancement of texts in the CODIS STEP procedures by subsidiary bodies not currently using such approaches. Any comments? No. Thank you. 3.6. Implement priority-ranked comprehensive accounting of all requests for scientific advice. Any comments? No, thank you. 3.7, evaluate the capacity of the CODIS Secretariat to perform its functions effectively. Any comments? No, thank you very much. Next page, 10, goal 3.8, streamline CODIS commodity work. Any comments on that one? No, thank you very much. Then we North America, member from North America, please.
We were sort of talking here and maybe a little behind. On 3.3, it talks about developing committee-specific decision-making and priority-setting criteria. We had quite a discussion yesterday sort of along these lines of priority-setting. And I guess the criteria has been completed and perhaps reviewed, but the question then becomes, what is the next step? in terms of oversight or monitoring how that criteria is being managed or followed by the committees, and maybe even a question about whether the criteria are sufficient.
Thank you, member from North America. Again, thank you to the member from North America for pointing out the situation we have on goal 3.3. And we have also noticed that in the Bureau, and we have been discussing the situation, and we would actually suggest that a way to handle the situation would be to take it up, to discuss it in the chairs group and in the chairs retreat, which we hope will be organized in the future, because we think it could be a valid place to take on that discussion, so that the chairs are involved in the discussion and can exchange views of the benefits of actually developing these criteria. We have had in the past such a discussion on the issue of consensus building in the chairs group and the retreat, which we think was quite productive and a good learning experience for those involved in it, and we hope that could be the same. That would be a flexible way of taking up the issue, and then based on this discussion could come back to this executive committee to see whether we should actually give more precise recommendations to these groups or ask them to develop, although they have said that they don't want to do that. I hope that could be a way to proceed on the issue, and we could make progress. We think that could be a productive way to handle the issue. I see nodding around, and I don't see any flags and protests, so this is my conclusion on this agenda point. So thank you, North America, for taking up the issue. I don't hope I go through the goals too fast. If I do that, somebody should stop me. I try to be as efficient as possible. So we will go back to where we came from. That means starting goal 4 on page 10 in the document. Goal 4.1, track the activities of other international standard-setting bodies. Do we have any comments on that one from delegates? I don't see any flags. Thank you. Goal 4.2, encourage codex contributions to the work of other international bodies. Any comments? No. Goal 4.3, encourage contribution from other international bodies in codex work. Any comments? No. 4.4, consider cooperation with other relevant international intergovernmental organizations. Any comments? Yeah, member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you. It's really just an observation of the process we're going through. Actually, it's more of a general comment rather than any specific comment on any one of these activities. But it's as an observation, I find it quite interesting that we have the goals outlined here. We have a range of activities that we seek to capture, and we've got the supposed measures and the performance against those activities. Yet, the couple of times now I've read this document, it doesn't really give me a feel about performance. The activities aren't expressed in a way that enables you to have an outcomes feel for what's sought to be delivered. And the measures against those are a bit light or thin, as I would describe it. And the consequence of that is you've got a very light document here. I mean, it's a good document as a start, as a governance process, but if this document really had a sharp edge to it, then every one of these points that we're going through now would actually be quite engaging points in discussion, instead of routinely going through and just in the motion. And maybe that's a consequence of the way they're expressed. Maybe it's a consequence there's too many of them here, and that there needs to be fewer but sharper types of measures that capture what's really important here. I just make that observation, because sometimes when you get on these pathways, you go through the process and you think that you've done it. I'm not sure by concluding this work at the end of the day we've done anything other than go through a look at some indicators, but have we got the right ones? Are they in depth enough? Are they expressed in terms that we can stand behind really strong performance of this committee? So, for example, like the effectiveness of the Codex Secretariat, I would take that as being, you know, it's a measure against their work plan, but effective also has to be combined with resources, so it's effectiveness and efficiency with which they've delivered. And then the measure of that is some degree of reflection that 100% of the work plan for their year was addressed within resources, blah, blah, blah. I just make that observation, and probably that sort of reflection needs to be brought to every one of these as we go through it. But it may take some amount of effort in the next between sessions or over a period of time just to bring a tighter edge to this sort of document.
Thank you. Member from Southwest Pacific, I think your comments are quite pertinent, and I think this is kind of things that we should really consider in our future work and also in developing the upcoming strategic plan to see if we could change it in the direction of having more substantive discussions and maybe a smaller number of items that should be in the plan. We're certainly very interested in these considerations for the further development of this work with a strategic plan. So thank you for these comments to Southwest Pacific. The member from CCLAC has also asked for the floor, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. If I may, I'd like to go back to 3.8, please. This makes reference to... work concerning a streamlining of Codex commodity work through an enhanced structure or improved structure of Codex subsidiary bodies. It says here that the work has been completed and that at the 32nd meeting of the Commission this had been discontinued, that there had been discontinuation of any further work and discussion on this subject given that the mandate had expired. I wonder if we perhaps ought to include some clarification here, because it seems that a document that we're going to be approving is an amended version of the Manual of Procedure with the Prepared Fruit and Vegetables Committee operating on the work relating to juices and nectars, and I think perhaps in this context we ought perhaps to be taking note and indicating a change in the mandate of the committee vis-à-vis the original mandate as it had been given. And when I look at the explanatory note to 3.8, it makes reference, in fact, to the review of the mandate of the committee at that time. So there is clarification given, and I think we ought to include that. Thank you.
Thank you. Member from CCLAC. I don't know if we can really do anything on this goal 3.8 because it has been decided by the Commission in 2009 that we discontinue discussion on this subject. But maybe the Secretariat could help explain the possibilities to do anything on this goal 3.8. Please, Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to recall the background as indicated in the note to Activity 3.8, that was following a long process. There were several documents prepared. That was really a comprehensive attempt to look at the structure of the committees merging and dissolving existing committees, so that was on a larger scale. It's true that there is this activity, and we can note in the report that this activity as such is completed, but there has been a change in the extension of the terms of reference proposed for the Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables. But as this activity was on a very large scale, looking at all the committees and whether some committees could be merged or dissolved, it was commodity committees, but it had initiated even from a wider perspective. So that's it's completed as it was proposed and as it was carried out at the time. But we can note that it's always open in any case to the committees and to the Commission to propose any amendment to terms of reference, and in that sense we can make a note in the report of the amendment proposed to the terms of reference of the processed fruit and vegetables. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Give the floor back to the member from CCLAC, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Perhaps there's been a misunderstanding here, crossing of wires. I'm not talking about modifying the mandate of any committee. Simply what I'm saying is that in the document 1134-2, we are going to be approving an amendment to the effect that the function of the task force on juices and nectars is going to be passed into the mandate of the Processed Fruit and Vegetables Committee. Therefore, regardless of what is included in the table here, there is going to be an activity which had previously been discontinued during the 32nd meeting of the Commission, and yet we are now going to be taking a decision relating to the mandate of the Processed Fruit and Vegetable Committee with a view to broadening that mandate. Therefore, there is a need for some clarification to be made within CCExec, because on the one hand we're saying that the activity has been discontinued, and on the other we're going to be approving a document whereby the task force on fruits and fruit juice and nectar is being moved into Processed Fruit and Vegetables. So therefore, we need clarification on this divergence here, because it seems that we are modifying something which had apparently, according to this table, been discontinued by the 32nd meeting of the Commission. Thank you.
Please, Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. If my recollection is correct, it was a very long process, and we had consultants looking at the structure of Codex Commodity Committees, and one of the outcomes when we finally concluded was the recommendation that the CCPFV should look into integrating the fruit juices into their work. And what is now proposed is actually the outcome of that. So the review was completed, right? The action, it's a similar situation as we had before in the strategic plan. Maybe we need to be clearer in the future, but the review was completed, the action is going to be completed, the implementation is going to be completed now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. I hope that clarified the situation, at least it gave clarity in my head. So is that okay if we take note of this explanation? Thank you very much. Then we go back to I think we came to, I'm sorry, I almost forgot track of where we were. I think we came to goal 4.5, promote interdisciplinary coordination at the international, at the national and the regional level. Do we have any comments on that goal? That doesn't seem to be the case. Thank you. Then we proceed to goal 5, promoting maximum and effective participation of members. Where goal 5.1 is promote enhanced participation of developing countries in CODEX. Continuing process, which should certainly go on. I'm sure we all agree on that. No comments, thank you. 5.2, promote effective use of written comments in the CODEX process. Any comments on that goal? No. Nope. Thank you. 5.3, evaluate effectiveness of CODEX committee sessions held in developing countries. No comments. Thank you very much. Goal 5.4, strengthen CODEX contact points and national CODEX committees. Any comments? No. Thank you very much. 5.5, enhance participation of non-governmental organizations at international, regional, and national levels. No comments on that one, thank you. 5.6, enhance communication about CODEX work at international and national levels. Any comments on that one? That doesn't appear to be the case. Thank you very much. Then I think we have finalized this part of the agenda point, monitoring the implementation of the Strategic Plan 2008-13. And thank you very much for that. But before I finish, I see Vice Chair Maniendo taking, wishing the floor. Maniendo, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't intend to prolong this discussion, but normally one would expect some sort of evaluation in general terms about the strategic plan. And this committee, maybe for the future, may wish to see whether the progress is satisfactory or not satisfactory. I'm not sure whether we can pronounce ourselves at this stage on this, but probably for the future. My second point, which is of general nature, Mr. Chairman, is to follow up on the submission made by the member of Southwest Pacific. Ideally, Secretariat has given us notes that accompany this strategic plan, and we should be doing some sort of analysis from those notes and be able to advise where we think more effort is required and where we have made some success, to be able to say so, especially to the various parties concerned. My proposal, therefore, is as we go in to develop this new strategic plan, these elements should be given serious thought. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. I'm sure that your thoughts will be reflected and be part of our thinking for all of us in the development of the coming strategic plan, and I think certainly a good reflection or repetition of what was mentioned by the member from Southwest Pacific in how we should work with the strategic plan as an instrument in the CODEX work in general, and I think we have all taken note of that, and we'll consider that when we develop the upcoming strategic plan. So I thank you very much for helping to finalize point A of agenda point 4, general implementation status, and then we will continue to point B, preparation of the strategic plan 2014-19, where we have the opportunity to take on board the ideas that has come up during the status evaluation of the present strategic plan. So we already have good ideas that could come in to our discussion. What the point of developing the next strategic plan was taken up already in our last session in 2010, where we discussed how to start the work, how to proceed on developing the next strategic plan. And this committee recommended that an electronic working group consisting of the chair and the vice chairs and the bureau, as we call ourselves, to prepare a questionnaire that amount on general issues that should be part of the discussion of developing this next strategic plan. And this questionnaire was developed by the Bureau and sent to all the regional committees for comments. And in the sessions after developing that document, the issue was discussed in all regional committees. We took on board their points, and we did some work on trying to develop a draft proposal for the next strategic plan. We have been discussing extensively on how to do it, beyond all the procedural issues on how to involve, how to include everybody with interest in this, and we have decided or came to the clear conclusion that we didn't consider say, a revolution to be necessary. That means we didn't have to throw everything out and start from the beginning, but we had a very good basis for developing. So what we did was actually going through the present strategic plan and making the changes, the deletions and the additions that we considered relevant to put in based on the output or input that we can get from the regional committees. And this is what you see in the document, exec 11/65-4, where the work of our efforts has been outlined. And what we would like to do is to go through the document with this committee and take the comments, both proposals for further additions, but certainly also proposals for other strikeouts than the ones that we have suggested, because we are very open and really appreciate the coming input from all of the delegates in this meeting. And when we have done this work, we would like to take it on board and make some possible revisions of the document based on your advice. And then we would suggest to send the revised document as a circular letter to all Codex members so that we can get the input from all member states, not only from selected groups of people being members of either the executive committee or the regional committees, but at an individual basis. On that basis, we could come back to the next executive committee to have a further discussion and then proceed from there. This is our ideas of how to move forward developing the next strategic plan. And obviously, in addition to the written words in the documents, we will have to think about the comments that came up today and how to improve the functionality of the strategic plan in the executive committee's monitoring of the work of Codex as such in the future. So I would suggest that we simply take it section by paragraph and see what kind of comments we have. And I hope we can have a lively and enlightening discussion on this document. Some of the issues are basically editorial things where we have changed, like on the document page one, the introduction part, we have, you can see all the additions are put in capital letters and all the strikeouts, well, it gives itself, it has been stricken out, so there's no doubt about it. This is all the changes. This is the easiest way to make the document for us. And on page one, it's basically editorial because we had to make reference to the right document, both in the FAO and the WHO. But obviously, if that gives comments, we also take those on board. The first comment from a member from Asia. Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's rather a question, or a question to myself. The recently we have seen in a couple of documents about application of risk analysis frameworks to feed. And of course, the food is much more important to us than feed, but the feed is very, the safety of feed is important to ensure the safety of foods of animal origin. And I don't see even once, perhaps I may be mistaken, the word feed in this document. And perhaps it may not be at the very top, like a vision statement, but is there any necessity to put somewhere reference to feed or safety of feed? That's a question.
Thank you, Member for Asia. I'm sure that we have to make that clear somewhere in the document that the importance of animal feed, because I'm sure we all agree that animal feed is of major importance to the safety of animal products. And we have all realized that most of the crisis coming out of animal-based food comes from the animal feed. So that it has to be taken aboard. So thank you for mentioning that. We will make sure that we take note of it and put it in a relevant place. I cannot give a precise suggestion. Next flag is the member from Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's just a general observation on the kind of format for the strategic plan. I think the Bureau, in consultation with the Regional Committee, have done a really good job in trying to pull together all of the issues that Codex should be looking at over the next 5 years. I recall suggesting last year that, as this was a strategic plan, it should be really punchy. I think that comment was made again at this session by the member for South West Pacific. My feeling, and we'll go through this in more detail, but my feeling in terms of a Codex strategic plan should have fewer points. It should really indicate what are we, as an exaggeration, what are we going to do to change the world over the next 5 years, and how will we know when we've done it? I think a lot of the text in here, I think, is excellent, but is more detail and perhaps should be within a business plan that sits underneath the strategic plan. And I did mention this last year. So I think it's just, and it probably is an issue of formatting. There are definitely some strategic issues in here that can be pulled out and represented within a strategic plan, and then the rest of this can sit underneath that. But I think it's just something maybe, if the committee agrees, we ought to think about. You know, I would be looking at a strategic plan, maybe 2 or 3 pages that you can give to member governments and our ministers, so they understand what Codex actually does and why it's so important that international observers can likewise see what work Codex does and how it's going to change food safety and all the other issues that we deal with over the next 5 years. So it's just an observation. I don't know what the rest of the committee feels, but I think that would be my impression of a strategic plan approach. So I'll just leave that thought with the committee while we're going through this document. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. I'm sure that your comments are reflecting much of the thinking in this committee, and in the Bureau we are very open to go in that direction. But I would also like to add that it would be very helpful for us to get more concrete proposals on how to do it. So if you could please help us in that respect, I think that would be would be a good idea. I think you have a computer ahead of you, so. So, but giving that comment, I would like to pass the floor to Vice Chair Davi. Davi, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Reflecting on the point raised by the member from Asia, I recall we in the Bureau we had a discussion on looking at the entire food chain in terms of safety of the animal feed. If we see in the introduction, we have mentioned in the third paragraph in the strategic framework of WTO, so-and-so, objective is improved quality and safety of food at all stages of the food chain. A major aim of this objective is to help developing international standards to improve global and national food safety system. So the Bureau did take this into account implicitly, but if the Executive Committee feels we could probably mention somewhere in the activity that we would look at the entire food chain. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Davi. I'm sure we can do that in our future deliberations. Then I would like to pass the floor to the member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just building on the comments from my colleague from the member of Europe. I think they're pretty pertinent points, and you've already reflected on that. I guess, and I also hear your comment, particularly around assistance in helping to develop this document, shape this document, because I can understand the difficulty with manoeuvring this sort of document. Again, just as a first reaction to my view of this document, Strategic plans typically are strategic because they seek to address what is seen as being the strategic issues that are emerging, converging at that particular point in the future. So a set of actions commenced now essentially are mitigations against the effect of those particular identified areas of concern. And I guess when you look at the strategic type of document, you would be, the vision is fine. It would be nice as a document just to capture who we are in a really punchy set of bullet points, who we are being, the, you know, the Codex members and what we strive to do, you know, because we come to these meetings and we participate in a lot of Codex forums. We all do that endeavouring to achieve a particular goal. And it would be nice to see that really just, again, snappy early in this document. I think what this document tries to do, which needs to be drawn out further, are what are those areas of strategic risks that are coming at us in the next 5 and 10 years, right? Because we all know it takes us 5 years, probably at the best, to get a standard in place. So the time horizon of this document has to be sort of almost 5 to 10 years to ensure that you bring standards together at the right point with the particular risks that are coming at you. So what are those areas? And we've captured a couple of that those thoughts in here. We've heard about some of the exposures that have confronted Japan and Europe over the last few months. And you know, that scenario, those scenarios will continue to increase in the years ahead, I would expect, and certainly that needs to be framed in here. And what we're doing is shaping this organisation to be an organisation getting on the front foot against those range of challenges that are essentially of concern to human health populations, and particularly how we can help a range of those developing countries struggling under the weight of those challenges. So all of that is sort of setting the scene for who we are, what we're doing, and then the sort of strategic priorities. There might only be two, there might be three, there might be four, and again, just nice and sharp, and then, as you say, build on the back of that the sort of plan. If you wanted help in sort of how we draft a document to do that, it would be interesting to hear from you about what you're seeking to get out of the next, I don't know what you're putting aside, an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours to discuss this. And within that time, are you looking to just capture what these five or six key thoughts are? And the idea may well be that the five or six key themes that come out of this discussion are the five themes that this sort of group can go away for a month and contribute back to the Secretariat on in terms of suggested text drafting that you would compile and then bring back to that working group in February, I suspect it is, where we can have more discussion around this sort of issue. And at least that way we've got the combined intellect of this group coming into the play of that. So I was really just toying with how you would manage a range of comments, and maybe the way to do that is just a couple of themes that come out of these comments, a little bit of chapeau text so that we understand what we're all meaning, and then send us all away with some homework for a few months to give you some three or four pages of text around what we think a strategic plan is, and that would provide the Secretariat with some good assistance in facilitating that discussion around February, what it's worth.
Thank you. Member from Southwest Pacific. I think you give us quite a lot to think about, and obviously very relevant questions on how to proceed. Before I try to answer your questions, I think it's time to have a coffee break. Then we have a chance to think a little bit more about it, and then I will come back and we will continue the work on this one. So we adjourn the session of the committee for having a coffee break, and we will be back in 15 minutes. I hope that is okay with everybody. Thank you.